102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We have Peter on the line this morning. He's going to be seeking a pardon from his wife, Paulina. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're pretty good. Mm-hmm. Thanks for reaching out to the Dream Team. Now, before the little drama happened with your wife, Paulina, how had the marriage been before that?
Everything's been great with our marriage. It's not a major issue, as far as I know.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, well, now you know.
You know, everything's great. I love my wife. We get along really well. Everything's always been really good. I mean, she's perfect for me. It's just a misunderstanding, and it's caused a little bit of problems. I want to get past this whole thing.
Right. So tell us what happened. You bought a sweater for Christmas for your wife. It was too small, and after that, she reacted in a way that you didn't expect. So you're going to be seeking a pardon this morning. Tell the Bay Area and the Dream Team exactly what happened.
Okay. So, yes, I did buy the sweater. It was too small, which I didn't really expect that. I thought, you know, she wears stuff kind of tight. It looks good on her, I thought. But I don't know women's sizes. I know different brands are different.
Welcome to the club, sir. Yeah. Welcome to the club. You're not alone.
Why don't you just check one of her old sweaters, man? You could have saved yourself all this trouble.
Because the sizes are different depending on the brands. Like, yeah, you probably have learned this recently as well, maybe. And if you don't know, this is a thing. At the point where, you know, I just, when I'm buying her clothes, I just buy something I think she'll like, and I figure she'll just take it back and return it if it's the wrong size, you know?
Right.
Get it
right.
The right size. Like, she's not going to say, and err on the side is small, you know, that's the, you don't want to buy something that's too big for your wife. Like, I thought you
right.
were this size.
Yeah,
what are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
You got to buy something adjustable.
Exactly.
You got to buy something adjustable. Right. It's the only safe thing to buy.
Yeah, but err on the side of caution. So, anyway, she got the sweater, and she took it the wrong way. She thought, oh, maybe I'm too big, and she decided to change our whole diet. The whole family is now on this, it's not that extreme, but it's, she's basically taken all of the junk food out of the house. We no longer have pizza night, which we were doing, like, every Friday we'd have pizza and movie night. We don't get to have pizza anymore.
Carrots.
It's kale and movie night.
Oh, yeah. Man. Dang, Peter, you messed it up for everybody, man.
I know, I did.
And so now you and the kids are suffering.
Yeah. You know, people put a few pounds on the hot, but you know what? I think she looks good the way she is. Honestly, I like the way she looks right now, so it's a tough situation, but you know how that is. Like, she has to like the way she looks or feels or whatever, and there's nothing I can say really that helps that much. Can only go the wrong way.
What we're going to do, we're going to get Paulina on the line, and you're going to present your case to her, and she's going to decide if she's going to grant you a pardon this morning. How's that?
Okay, let's give it a shot.
All right. Paulina, good morning. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Paulina.
Welcome.
Sitting here eating some snacks and everything, enjoying ourselves. We have a young man on the line this morning with us by the name of Peter. You know Peter?
Peter, like my husband, Peter?
Yes.
Okay.
That guy. Now, he actually wants to talk to you for a few moments, and we need you to listen to what he's going to say and think about what he's saying, and then you're going to make a decision, okay?
Okay. What does he have up his sleeve?
Don't be nervous. Go ahead, Peter. Talk to your wife.
Hey, honey. How you doing?
Hi. What's going on?
All right. So, listen, these guys said they would help me with this. First of all, I want to apologize for buying the wrong size sweater for you. I know it was too small. I'm not good at sizes. They're all confusing. None of us guys understand how women's sizes work. I love the way that the sweater looks on you. And I figured, you know, it's just if it was the wrong size, I figured you'd go just change it for the right size. I didn't think you were going to take it so seriously if it wasn't quite the right. What I'm trying to say is me and the kids really miss pizza night. We miss being able to have all the fun food in the house.
Where the french fries?
That's what this is about?
Yeah. And he said you took all the snacks out of the house, Paulina. You took all the snacks.
Right. I know happy wife is happy life, but come on, let the kids have some fruit roll-ups.
You know what? That entire situation really opened up my eyes to the unhealthy living and eating habits that we were creating for the environment for our family. And it really shocked me in a way and was exactly what I needed to kind of get us on the right track again. And unfortunately, I think that doing these harsh measures, you know, is important. And yeah, of course, we can go back to having those things in moderation. But right now, I think it's important for us to have this little detox. And I hope you support me on that. I think it's important for us to have a healthier lifestyle in our house, period. And that whole situation with the sweater was what opened up my eyes. I don't know what else you want me to say. I wish that my family would be supportive of that. So I'm trying to lead us into a better, healthier habit, you know?
Peter, this is your
fault,
Peter.
And the only way to do that is to, like, go hard in the beginning, and then we can eventually ease our way into having those foods in the house and then having them truly as like a treat to look forward to every once in a while instead of like all the time.
I see. Moderation. Mm-hmm. Gotta scale back.
Peter, how are you feeling about it, man?
I mean, you know, she's my wife. What am I gonna say? Of course she's gotta be happy first. If we're gonna be happy, she's gotta be happy. And I know she's right. Honey, I know you're right. I know you're trying to do the best thing for us. I just, me and the kids do miss the snacks and stuff.
I wish you would be more supportive of me. I'm trying to live a healthier lifestyle, and do you even understand how hard it is to do that if all of that stuff is in the house? That's why I don't want it in the house. It's so tempting and difficult, and so I wish you would support me on this. And I'm not saying that we can't ever have those things again. I just don't want them in the house all the time.
Well, how would you feel like if you found out that he was sneaking the kids, you know, cookies and snacks, like, behind your
back?
Which
he probably is, because that's what dads do.
Yeah, good cop, bad cop here. I don't know. I hope that he's not doing that. Like I said, I think it's important
look
that we
under the bed,
start
the rapper.
Good
you guys
habits.
Trying to throw me under the bus.
No, we're trying to prevent you from getting in more trouble now.
So. I don't want to throw you under the bus. I'm trying to put you in the driver's seat, Peter.
I don't think I can be in the driver's seat for this one. Honey, I get it, and I do support you. I'm on board. This is important, and I know you're right. I just, as long as we can still have those occasional, you know, nights where we can cheat, you know, like maybe once a week, once a month, whatever you think. I get it, and I'm with you. So, honey, listen, what I really want to apologize for is can you at least forgive me for buying the sweater? I didn't mean for you to take that the wrong way, and that's really the biggest thing, because I love you. I love the way you look now, and I just don't want you to think that I don't like, you know, how you look, because I think you're sexy as hell, and I don't need you to change. I get the whole diet thing, but I also don't want to lose all of the fun food, you know, like, I just, are we okay about this?
Yes, I mean, the sweater is one thing, and I took it myself in my own thoughts, in my own head, and my own insecurities, and have to deal with it, but I do still think that we really do need to, you know, our kids are so young, now is the time we need to get these habits going and teach them how to live a healthier lifestyle. I can meet you in the middle, you know, and like I said, have those days where we look forward to a treat night, you know, a pizza night. But to know and just expect every Friday is pizza night, I think that's too much, you know. So if you can meet me in the middle, then we're good. And I think this is a good start to the whole family just living a healthier lifestyle. I think it'll be good.
Peter, you agree?
Yeah, I mean, she's, of course, I know she's got our family's best interest at heart. And
I mean, after all, who's the one doing the grocery shopping and the cooking?
Hey, Peter, here's a word of advice, man. Just stash some cookies right now, just in case she goes through this all over again later on.
I'm telling you, man.
She might go back to this later on. Just put some cookies away somewhere in the basement.
I thought you guys were trying to help me. You're just trying to get me in trouble.
Nah, you got it. You got your part in, man. Paulina, let the man have a cookie or two, all right? Please, let the man have a cookie or two.
All right, I'm not trying to deprive him. It is what it is.
Thank you guys so much. Ariel, you could do just like Peter and Paulina. Get a pardon right here. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. All you have to do is go to KBLX.com, click on to beg your pardon, present your scenario, and you could be like these two right here. It's Tony Skoe, Kimmy T, and Rudy O. Another beg your pardon right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.